a statistic. When I first got here, I felt all alone. I expected to find sympathy, but I found no sympathy. I was overwhelmed with grief. I was placed into a category. The category was called traffic fatalities. The day I died was an ordinary school day. How I wished I'd taken the bus, but I was too cool for the bus. How I weeded the car out of mom. Special flavor, I pleaded. All the kids drive. And when the 4 o'clock bell rang, I threw my books into the locker and I was free until 8:40 tomorrow morning. I got into the car and took off. It doesn't matter how the accident happened. I was goofing off, taking crazy chances. And the last thing I remember was passing an old lady who seemed to be going awful slow. I heard a deafening crash and felt a terrific jolt. My body felt like it was turning inside out. Glass and steel flew everywhere. Funny though, I couldn't feel anything. There were people standing over me, and there was a doctor. My dad told the man in charge, yes, he's our son. Please, somebody, wake me up. I can't be dead. I've got a lot of living to do. I've got a date tonight. Please, I can't be dead. The funeral was a weird experience. I saw all my friends and relatives there. My buddies sobbed as they walked by the casket. The girls cried as they touched my hand. Why did I have to see Mom like this? Dad suddenly looked like an old man. My grandparents looked like zombies, so racked with grief they walked like robots. No one can believe this, and I can't believe it either. Please, somebody wake me up. I want to run and dance again. And I want to be with my friends. Please, somebody. Please, God. I'm only 17.